Hello everyone and welcome back. I feel like it's been absolutely ages since I last did a podcast, so I'm super excited to be back. This is something we're going to start doing every week, and really I just thought it'd be good to log on and obviously just speak about what's been going on with martial arts for you, give you a little bit of insight at what's going to be happening here too, and well, welcome you all back as well. We've got some big changes that are going to be coming. And although Corona and everything that's been going on has been, it's been tough for everybody. I really do feel like we are starting to see that light again, and we're gonna be able to get things back to normal nice and fast and welcome you guys all back. So I'm super excited to be able to do that. So obviously this all happened about middle of March. That's when we obviously had to close the club. A very scary time, especially from my point of view, and probably for you guys too. You'll be able to relate to that. It was the uncertainty of what's going to happen, what can we do, and where can we go. Anyway, I truly believe that martial arts for you adapted very quickly to this. I swear we had the turnaround of we closed on the Saturday, and by Monday we already had a live group on Facebook ready to start teaching our students externally. And that, like, now I've just said that out loud, I'm like, wow, we truly adapted and changed very quickly and efficiently. Now, obviously, we started with we had a Facebook group, a private group that we had all our members in, and we started off just by doing live videos. So we did live videos. We were doing, well, we still are, we're doing six classes a day. I'm gonna say that one more time: six classes per day. It might be five some days actually. On a weekend, we only have been doing three, so in the morning, but Monday to Friday, that's six sessions that we were giving to our students to be able to carry on training with us. Now, I know many clubs and activities and things like that, they just close their doors. They didn't actually think of a way that they can carry on teaching their students. So yeah, we went for it, we did it, and we were doing the live videos. And then about a month in, we thought, oh, well, I was like, we can do more. I know we can do more. What can we do to take this up to the next level? And that's when we thought, let's introduce Zoom. So obviously Facebook Live, we couldn't actually see any of our students. So we couldn't correct, and there wasn't that interaction. And that's what Zoom really enabled us to do. It enabled us to be able to see our students, be able to correct them and help them and interact with them. I think that is the biggest part, is the interaction. And so first of all, we started off by doing it was 3 days a week where we did Zoom sessions. So we added them in. So we had six sessions a day for our lives, and then we added in three Zoom sessions 3 times a week. I know that's a lot, isn't it? But we want to give the absolute best and most we can to every single one of our members. So we did, we introduced them Zoom classes. And then my dad, Peter, he came up with an amazing idea that really enabled us to offer more and serve more. And that was enabling us to stream through Zoom onto Facebook and YouTube at the same time. So it meant that our members really get to choose how they access us. They can be on Facebook Live and not being seen. They can't be seen then. Or they can be on YouTube. Same again, they don't get seen. They can watch it live. Or they can choose Zoom, so they can actually see their instructor and they can see them. So I truly believe that the way that martial arts for you has adapted and changed over the past few months has been, it's been amazing. I'm very proud of what we've been able to accomplish. So yeah, we changed that. We then now all our sessions are available on all three of them platforms. Still doing six sessions a day. Still got three in the morning, three in an evening. Then a few weeks ago, we then got the go ahead to be able to start teaching outdoors. Now, outdoor training was a bit of a weird one for me because I was a little bit like, is it going to work? Are we going to be able to offer our students the highest value that we offered them anyway? And I did. I went on a little bit of a journey in my mind, which I was like, is it going to be the best thing to do? Anyway, we then decided that even if we can give these kids the littlest bit, not even kids, the adults too, the littlest bit of normality, being able to see their instructor, to be with other people and to be punching and kicking a bag, we thought, let's do it. Why wouldn't we give the people that want it the opportunity to start getting that ball rolling again and starting to get back into it? So then we started doing the outdoor classes. So we're doing outdoor classes at 4 of our 5 clubs. One of them is a community centre. So them guys are going over to Acom or one of the other schools. So yeah, at our full-time locations, we're doing outdoor classes. One of the clubs we're doing 7 days a week. The other clubs we're doing 6 days a week. So we've really upped it again. There's another adaptation that we had to do. Well, that was more of a choice of us doing it. But I feel like we opened up that door for people to come through it if they wanted to. And if they wanted to start back training, then they could. But the beautiful thing is, if they don't want to come back training yet, because maybe they're a little bit nervous or cautious, or they've got somebody in their families at high risk, they've still got 6 sessions per day to choose from. And that's brilliant to be able to offer our students the choice for what works best for them. Because that's the big thing about this situation, is it affects us all differently. And that's why we need to be respectful of people's decisions. And especially at Martial Arts For You, we are respectful of your decision. If you don't feel ready to start coming to the clubs yet, then that is fine. You can still train via Zoom and Facebook and YouTube. So it is just enabling you guys the tools to be able to get started again if you'd like to. So that's kind of the journey that we've been on. And it's been a bit of a roller coaster, that's for sure. So it is. I'm super excited to be able to start doing the classes indoors again. That is something that I'm looking forward to massively. We are prepared and we are ready. And I will do a podcast a little bit nearer the time to be able to fully explain how it's all going to work. So we are. It's in the air. But we are possibly doing a graduation in September. Now, this is exciting because we should be back indoors by then. We should have all been training for 3 months. The big thing for me is I want to reward you guys that have been working very hard during these past few months. Now, we don't want to rush the belt grading. Here at Martial Arts For You, we don't want to be handing out belts to people that aren't at that level yet. So we need everybody to settle back in. We need to get back into the ropes, back into the flow of it all. But that is in the air, guys. Our aim is September. I think it'll be absolutely brilliant to get everyone back together again. And last but not least, there's also something else in the pipeline for you guys that are on our fight team or interested in being on our fight team, is we are planning a fight night. We are planning it. We're going to come back bigger than ever. Like, I'm talking huge. Not 100% sure how we're going to pull it off yet, but anybody that knows myself and my family and the team at Martial Arts For You, I'm sure that you'll agree that we will make it work. No matter what, we will make it work, guys. And like I said, not sure how it's going to work yet. I don't know. I just know it's going to be good no matter what. So guys, honestly, if you're listening in now and you're a little bit like, okay, I may be interested in doing the outdoor classes or interested in coming back, then one thing I can say is try it. What have you got to lose? At the end of the day, if you've not got a direct debit with us, we don't care. Come back. We care about you. We care about you and your child coming back training. That is what is the key to us right now, is getting people back with us and really bringing our family back together. Because I almost feel like the family's fallen apart a little bit because we've not been able to see each other. So I do. I just kind of want to pull everybody in nice and close. I want to get everybody back into that routine. Now, with the outdoor classes, guys, we are taking every single precaution to make sure you are safe. You are the centre of what we do. So there is social distancing. There is, everyone's got their personal bags and mats. You're not on an area with anybody else. You're completely by yourself. The classes are limited to five per class. There's a full booking system. You're not allowed inside the gym unless you need the toilet. The toilet is then cleaned. And we are taking every single precaution to make sure that you are safe and that your family's safe. And also that my team and our team are safe too, and I'm safe. A big thing is that safety is important to us. And that's why when I said before about it, Corona will affect everybody in a different way. And that's why I'm never gonna force or rush anybody to start training again with us. But when you're ready, I just want you to know that we are going to take seriously good care of you. Just like we always have, we're going to continue doing that. Now, if you do have any questions, or you've got an inquiry about the classes, or you just want to come have a look, then please, guys, reach out to us. We are going to be starting today ringing every single one of our members. So if you're listening to this, you probably are going to get a phone call in the next few weeks. Now, we have got 1,000 people to ring. That's quite a lot, so it might take us a while. But yet again, we like the challenge. And if it means us being able to communicate with you guys and get you all the up-to-date information, then ringing 1,000 people is what Martial Arts For You is going to be doing moving forward. Now, thank you for listening, guys. I hope that's given you a little bit of an update of where we've been and where we're going. One thing I know for sure, no matter where we end up, it's going to be amazing, guys. Trust me. I wouldn't let it not be. And I know that majority of you guys wouldn't let it not be either. So just remember, everything is going to be okay. We've got this, we've got a plan, and we're executing it. And really all you guys need to do is get back training when you're ready to do so. So I'm going to leave it there, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I will be tuning in at some point again this week. I'll be doing 1 to 2 podcasts a week. So I'll be looking forward to talking to you all again soon. Thank you very much. Bye.